The military drone technology developments today deserve to be read as a connected ecosystem rather than separate stories. The Army announced it's testing software that shoots down drones from moving vehicles, essentially mobile counter-drone capability that can operate while a convoy or vehicle column is in transit. That's a direct response to the tactical reality illustrated by the F-15E pilot's account of the jellyfish drone swarm. The Pentagon has spent the last several years catching up to a drone threat that evolved faster than its procurement and doctrine cycles could accommodate.
The jellyfish formation specifically, drones moving as a coordinated unit rather than individually, is significant because most counter-drone systems are designed to engage discrete targets. When drones behave as a distributed swarm with shared awareness, the engagement calculus changes fundamentally. You're not shooting down one drone, you're shooting at a system that can absorb attrition and reroute. The Army's mobile software approach suggests they're trying to create flexible, software-defined responses rather than hardware-specific solutions that become obsolete as drone designs evolve.
The Emirates A380 wing crack story is a different kind of safety story, but one with real operational urgency. The European Aviation Safety Agency issued an emergency airworthiness directive, effective Wednesday, requiring inspection of 16 A380 Super Jumbo aircraft after cracks were found in a critical wing component. Emirates operates the world's largest A380 fleet, over 120 aircraft, and is beginning those inspections now. The critical question is whether the cracks represent a manufacturing batch issue affecting specific aircraft or a design issue affecting the fleet broadly. That distinction determines whether this stays at 16 aircraft or expands.
The NASA and El Niño data released this week is alarming in its specificity. NOAA now puts the probability of this El Niño ranking among the strongest on record at 63%, with peak intensity expected this winter. El Niño isn't just an abstract climate pattern. It's a physical reorganization of Pacific Ocean heat that drives specific, predictable effects. Drought in Australia and Southeast Asia, flooding in the western coast of South America, disrupted Atlantic hurricane seasons. And in North America, warmer than average winters in the northern tier and wetter winters in the south. Agricultural commodities markets are already pricing some of this in.
The Grand Canyon deaths underscore what happens when extreme heat intersects with underestimated physical risk. 4 people died at the Grand Canyon this week, amid extreme heat warnings spanning much of the American West and Southwest. The Grand Canyon is particularly dangerous because the descent is deceptively easy. Cooler temperatures in the morning, steep terrain that takes much longer to ascend than descend, and heat that builds through the day at the canyon floor. The National Park Service issues these warnings every summer. Every summer, people die anyway. At some point, that becomes a public health design question, not just an individual responsibility question.
The citizen scientist Radio Galaxy Discovery is a wonderful counterpoint to the heaviness of today's news. A citizen scientist participating in Radio Galaxy Zoo, a distributed astronomy project, identified a radio galaxy shaped like a bow and arrow, which turns out to be a previously uncatalogued galaxy type. Radio galaxies emit enormous jets of plasma from their central black holes, and their morphology tells astrophysicists about the dynamics of those jets. The bow and arrow shape suggests the jets are bending in a way that challenges existing models of how surrounding gas clouds interact with plasma emissions. The larger point is that distributed citizen science platforms have become genuinely productive research tools. This wasn't a fluke.
The reflecting pool situation is minor in the scheme of things, but it's a nice lens on government contracting economics. Trump announced the pool will be drained again for permanent repair around July 4th, after a $14 million renovation left it plagued by algae and peeling blue paint. Separately, the White House ballroom renovation cost has tripled to $600 million from its original estimate. The gap between initial government construction estimates and final costs is one of the most persistent and underreported inefficiencies in federal spending, and it spans administrations of both parties.